Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd, and I've helped thousands of chiropractors replicate their success and their associates in the win-win associate system. Now you can get the help that you need, the freedom that you desire, and the extra income you deserve with great chiropractic associates who are a treat to work with. If you want some great practice ideas, listen to this episode. And if you want to move even faster, go to knowlsbook.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd for Five Star Management. You've got your scripts down. In your marketing, you can set up an event. You can attract a prospect. You can set an appointment. Inside the office, you can do your report of findings. You can share the care plan and then also offer a financial solution. But then you get an objection. Now, I believe an objection means that the prospect or the patient just doesn't know enough yet in order to say yes. But how do you handle it? In this short video, I'm going to give you a great process for handling objections. So here's the setup. You're at a marketing event or you're doing a report of findings and somebody gives you an objection. We're going to handle that in a four-step process. Number one, acknowledge. Don't treat the objection like it's a crazy idea and they're stupid for thinking that. You acknowledge the objection. Number two, you're going to investigate. We're going to find out where they got that idea. Number three, I'm going to distance myself from the negative thing that they're talking about so that we can get past that and go to number four, which is reposition or re-engage, which means helping the patient make the correct choice for them and for their health. So let's use this objection as an example. I've heard that once you start chiropractic, you always have to go. It's addictive. How do I acknowledge that? You know what? I've heard that myself. So I'm going to tell them the truth. I have heard that. It's the number one fear in the public about chiropractic is once you start, you'll always have to go. Then I'm going to investigate. Where did you hear that and why do you say that? Well, my brother, he's been seeing a chiropractor once a month for the last 7 years. I think he's addicted. So what I need to do is I need to distance my clinic, my procedures, from his bad perception. Now, his brother is probably in a great wellness plan and loves chiropractic and does that as a result of being hooked up with a really, really great chiropractor. So I'm going to do that in two pieces. I'm going to first talk about what we do. Every care plan that we have in our office has a start and a finish. But your brother is probably enjoying and loves his chiropractic wellness plan. It's not that he's addicted. It's like working out or eating healthy. You're not addicted to those, are you? It's just a good health decision. Then I'm going to go for the fourth step, which is to reposition or re-engage. Now you know that chiropractic isn't addictive and that you don't always have to go and that we don't do that in our office that way. Let's make your appointment to come in and get your free consultation and free examination. So number one, you acknowledge. Number two, you investigate. Number three, you distance yourself from the negative misconception or problem that they're referencing. And then number four, you reposition or re-engage the patient in the next positive action step that they should take. And that's how you handle objections. This is Dr. Noel Lloyd, talking to you for Five Star Management, and I know that helps.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Successful Chiro. If you like the way I think and want to see what's possible for you, get in touch at knowlsbook.com.